Chapter 23. To be invisible, he had to clear his mind. That was the secret. Cole stared up into the darkness. In the cold pond, his mind became almost trance-like. The fish and the beaver had come close until he thought of hurting them. The day he touched the spirit bear, he had been near death and had completely given up trying to be in control. Being invisible had nothing to do with being seen. Being invisible meant not being sensed or felt. This discovery excited Cole and set him to thinking. If animals existed in a world of instincts and senses beyond the conscious thoughts of the mind, what happened to people in their frantic worlds of noise and hectic rushing? How much of the world did people miss because they were not calm enough, empty enough to experience it? Cole's thoughts raced as he stared up at the black ceiling of the small cabin. He couldn't wait until morning. When dawn finally arrived, he hiked to the opening of the bay instead of going to the pond. He made no special preparation except to wear a heavy sweater and rain slicker. The persistent drizzle and cold had become a daily part of life here on the island. As he walked, he focused on the patterns around him. The lapping waves came as regularly as deep breaths. The light drizzle roughed the water's surface, clouds hung low as fog, and thousands of smooth, worn rocks lined the timeless shoreline like a ghost highway that disappeared into the mist. Cole felt a part of the patterns as he meandered along the shore. When he reached the point, he picked a natural saddle between two rocks and sat down. He focused his gaze on a small white rock near the water's edge and breathed in deeply. To see the spirit bear, he needed to clear his mind and become invisible, not to the world, but to himself. He left his hood down to let his head and senses remain exposed to the air. The cool drizzle soaked his hair, and soon droplets of water dripped off his forehead onto his cheeks. When he closed his eyes, the droplets felt warm on his face. At first, they felt like his own tears of anger and fear. Then he breathed more deeply, feeling the rhythm of the world around him, an endless rhythm where time disappeared. As the past, present, and future became one, the droplets on Cole's cheeks dripped to the ground, melting into the landscape to which they belonged. When he opened his eyes once again, it was as if he were waking from a deep sleep. Far down the shoreline where the rocks disappeared into the folding mist, a white object had appeared. At the place where things visible faded into not being, there stood the spirit bear, as clear as if it were standing only feet away. The bear gazed patiently. As Cole stared back with the same patience, all time, even present, ceased to exist. He no longer thought of himself as Cole Matthews, a juvenile delinquent from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Instead, he was part of the landscape without a beginning or end. Rain dripped off the rocks that lined the shore the same way it dripped from his forehead and flowed down across his cheeks and lips. It blurred his vision, and he blinked. The spirit bear disappeared. But Cole and the bear belonged to the same landscape now. Cole still felt the bear inside. He closed his eyes, still remembering. When Cole next opened his eyes, he had no idea how much time had passed. He crawled stiffly to his feet and picked his way back along the shoreline toward camp. That night, Cole built a bigger-than-usual outdoor fire. He cooked his supper ceremoniously. With delicate pinches, he added spices to the boiling water. Then carefully he broke in spaghetti noodles. He heated sauce, stirring with deliberate strokes. When he ate, he savored every bite as if it were the last he would ever eat. When Cole finished eating, he washed dishes carefully and folded the atau, which he had used as a tablecloth. Edwin had said that every day and every meal was to be savored, but tonight was extra special in Cole's mind. Today he had discovered how to be invisible, and now he was ready for the dance of anger. Carefully, he stoked the fire once more and sat down to wait for both the flames and his feelings to come alive.